This chazar is zeichen nishem bachichet chashagim v'em yudim sechad yivam estafen unvav. Mishas said echad hama oru v'echad ha-goymer kona. To what extent is less than ideal bia kona the yivama? Rav says it's fully kona to the point that if he's a kona in shemei truma, even though a full bia was not done. Shmuel says he's only kona her for the things written in the pasuk, to inherit his brother's estate and to free her from yivam. The Gemara says all agree that if she's widowed as an asua, the inferior bia allows her to continue eating truma since she's allowed to eat truma before her husband died. Machlek is where she was widowed as an arusa and was not allowed to eat on the basis of her husband before he died. Rav says the inferior bia, the shoyg, etc., is treated by the pasuk as a full bia, and she may therefore now eat truma. Shmuel says that an inferior bia is only good enough for the yavam to step into the place of the first husband, just like she couldn't eat truma under him, she also can't eat truma under the yavam. The view of Shmuel is consistent with his view stated elsewhere. In fact, my Brisa says if a kohen gives kedushin to a woman, and he then becomes a deaf mute before the nesuin, she may not eat truma even after the nesuin. If he then dies and she falls to yibum to a brother who is also a deaf mute, if he does yibum, his bia is on the same level as the deficient bia listed in our Mishnah, since she may then eat truma. In this way, the yavam is stronger than the husband. Now, according to Rav, this makes sense. However, it's difficult according to Shmuel. Shmuel will say the brisa should be read as saying like this: if the first husband becomes a deaf mute after the nesuin, and he then died, causing his wife to fall to a deaf mute brother, the yibum of the brother will again allow her to eat truma. Others say if she was widowed as an arusa, all agree that the inferior bia does not allow her to eat truma, just as she couldn't eat truma before her husband died. The machloikis is when she was widowed as an asua. Rav says since she ate truma under her husband, she may eat truma under the inferior, based on the inferior bia as well. Shmuel says that the inferior bia only accomplishes the things listed in the pasuk. Rav Nachman said, Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that wherever the husband allowed her to eat truma, the yavam also allows her to eat truma, even with an inferior bia. Where it says Shmuel meant that any type of bia that would have allowed her to eat truma under the husband will also allow her to eat truma under her yavam. The Gemara asks the question from the same brice like before. The Gemara says this remains a kasha. Zok Gemara brice says if a kohen gave kedushin to a woman and became a deaf mute before the nesuin, she may not eat truma on account of him even after the nesuin. If she had a child from him, then she may eat truma. If the child dies, her Nassan says she may continue eating truma, and the Chum say that she may not. Rabbi explained the reason for Rav Nassan's view is that she ate previously and therefore she may continue eating. Abaye asks, when a Yisraelis marries a Kohen who dies without children, she must stop eating truma even though she had previously eaten on account of him. The same should be if the child were to die. Rabbi Yosef said the reason for Rav Nassan is that he holds that the Nassuin of a deaf mute allows the woman to eat truma. We're not goyzer in the Nassuin for the case of the Kedushin. Abaye asks, if that's the reason, then why does the Braisa only allow her to eat when a child is born? The Mara said that case was said because it's only in that case that the Rabbanan agree and allow her to eat truma. Why doesn't Rav Nassan argue in the beginning of the Braisa as well? The Mara said he waited for Rabbanan to complete their view, and then he argued, if so, in fact, the Braisa should first state the view of the Rabbanan, if the child dies, he may no longer eat truma, and then afterwards state the view of Rav Nassan. Zakmar Kasha. The Mishnah said, "V'chein abal achas mikol ha'aroyos." The Rambam said that Rav Sheshes told them that the wife of Yisrael who was raped, although she remains mutatim, she's forever also to marry a kohen. Rav Sheshes said that we see this from our Mishnah, which says, and also presumably meaning that if one is mezana with an erva in one of the ways listed in the Mishnah, meaning if a married woman is raped, and the Mishnah then says that she's possible to a kohen. The Gemara says the Mishnah is not proof because the and also in the Mishnah may be referring to the halacha of hara'ah. Does that mean, in fact, the Gemara to say that we learn out hara'ah by aroyas from yavama? We must have learned. We have learned that we actually learn hara'ah by yavama from aroyas the other way around. The Gemara says the and also must refer to bia shalai kedarka. In fact, that's also learned by yavama from aroyas and not the other way around. The Gemara says the and also must be referring to the halacha of bia shalai kedarka done to chayve lavim. Rabbi said if a kohen lives with his wife after she's raped, he would be chayiv malchus for living with a zoyna in addition to malchus for the iser of tumah. Rav Zeri asked, the Brice says that the iser for a kohen to live with his wife who was raped is learned from the assay of a soita. If so, the iser is considered to be an assay. Allah b'abal m'chalal say is an assay, and you don't receive malchus for violating such an assay. Rabbi said she's really usher with the lav of a zoyna. The pasuk of soita only teaches that the wife of Yisrael is not usher if she was raped. However, it leaves the wife of a kohen in the status of a lav of zoyna. Others say Rabbi said, a kohen who lived with his wife who was raped gets malchus for the lav of tumah. This suggests that Rabbi would say that that there would not be malchus for the lav of zoyna. Rabbi Zeira asked, the Braisa says that the wife of a kohen who was raped is also to live with him, and this learned from the assay of soita. If so, how can Rabbi say you get malchus for living with her? Rabbi said she's really also with the lav of tumah. The pasuk of soita only teaches that the wife of Yisrael is not also to him if she was raped. However, it leaves the wife of the kohen in the status of lav of tumah. Zok the Mishnah, a widow who is now an arusa to a kohen gadol, or a divorcee or a chalutah who is now an arusa to a regular kohen, may not eat truma. Even at the time when other arusas of a kohen would be allowed to eat truma, they can't because they are sort of waiting for an asur dikah bia to happen there. But Lazar and Rav Shimon say that they may eat truma in that case. Zakhti Mishnah, if these women are widowed or divorced after the Nisuin takes place, they're a pasul from Kohuna and Truma. If they're widowed or divorced before the Nisuin, they remain mutter for Kohuna and for Truma. Zakhti Mara Abraisa says, or Meir says, said, we can say a Kavachaymer, if the permissible Kedushin of Yisrael to a divorced daughter of a Kohen stops her from eating Truma, then surely the prohibited Kedushin of these women to a Kohen would surely prevent them from eating Truma. They said to Rav Meir, may be that since the Yisrael can never bring a woman to eat Truma, that's why his Kedushin prevents her from eating Truma. However, since a Kohen in a permitted scenario can bring a woman to eat Truma, it may be that he allows her to eat Truma in this case as well, as long as the forbidden Nisuin did not yet take place.